How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to episode 25 of the Sick Podcast with your boy, That Leafs Fan. I hope you guys are doing well. Super happy to have hit, I would like to say, another milestone. 25 is pretty cool, but we're definitely en route to go and hit that 100. And the Leafs are finally back en route to sitting into a playoff spot right now. But before we get into any of that, producer, roll the tape.
Turn up your volume. Because you're about to listen to The Sick Podcast. With That Leafs Fan.
They score! They score! Holy mackerel, they score! Morgan Rielly! Mo Rielly! The Leafs have won it! They're going to the second round! Do you believe this? Holy mackerel!
The sickest Toronto Maple Leafs podcast. It's gonna be sick.
Ladies and gentlemen, hockey is a game of inches. It is a sport filled with mistakes. But at the end of the day, it is a game of inches. And the Toronto Maple Leafs beat the third overall team in the NHL last night, the Winnipeg Jets, by a matter of inches. Like, inches. That game could have easily been 5-0 for the Jets. But the Leafs win 1-0 in overtime. Let me know the last time you heard about the Leafs winning a game when they scored one goal. It means their goalie did a great thing and a shutout. When these things, I'm not used to it anymore. I'm not used to it. And I want to take a moment to talk about Ilya Samsonov. I don't know if I want to call it we owe him an apology. What I do think we should be saying here is, are we not, I don't know about you guys, I am so happy for this guy. I am so stoked for Ilya Samsonov. He finally looks like the goalie we once had last season. We did not see this from him in the past, well, this entire year up until these past few games. We didn't have the Ilya Samsonov we once knew, which was of last season, the goalie who won us our first round in nearly 20 years, 19 to be exact. Oh, feels good. Feels good. Not only does it feel good to have a performance where we don't need to outscore our problems, although it could have very well been one of those games, but Ilya Samsonov gets a very, very needed for confidence. Huge win versus a very good team who were peppering us in the first period. The Toronto Maple Leafs last night were at home versus the Winnipeg Jets for the first half of a back-to-back or home and home with the Jets. It's not a back-to-back because there's like four games in between the next one, or 4 days between the next game is what I mean to say. Ilya Samsonov 100% grabbed those 2 points, put them in his pocket, put the team on his back, and got us the win. And it all started from the first period. The Leafs just didn't start, quite frankly. But Samsonov did, which was good news for us. Do you remember the last time that we were able to say that? Where, like, you start a game and you're like, man, Ilya Samsonov was in net and it felt good. Doesn't that just, like, I don't know. That it truly made me feel so good to just see him really just look poised in the net, not swimming, not doing these bizarre stretch movements out of the crease, swimming around, not looking confident. He was in there, he was zoned in, he was dialed, and he's like, I am not letting in a thing in this game. Throw anything my way. Throw a 2-on-0 on a shorthanded opportunity for the other team, and they're still not going to score, even if they take 4 shots on that exact same sequence, which they did. And we're going to get to that. But the Toronto Maple Leafs in the first period somehow, some way, end up going into intermission tied at 0-0. That could have gone so beyond worse. Like, so beyond worse. To give you perspective, the Winnipeg Jets, for the first time in 35 games, conceded 3 goals or more in a hockey, more than three goals in a hockey game this season versus the Boston Bruins, where they lost 4-1. And I think one of them was an empty net. I'm not totally sure. I'm pretty certain, though, that it was. So you can, they barely got scored on four times type of thing, like 3.5. And they didn't have Scheifele in this game. They didn't have Hellebuck in nets. And they lost Morrissey throughout the game, and it didn't look good. Not really sure what the update is on him. I saw a lot of people saying he's going to be missing time. I didn't exactly see the play. I didn't exactly understand what happened. I just saw him kind of, I don't know if the right word is whimpering off the ice, but like he it didn't look good for him. So we're going to have to keep posted for that in terms of, well, for Jets fans watching this, if you're watching this. And the Toronto Maple Leafs just not showing up on time. If there was a game, so the Toronto Maple Leafs are playing the Winnipeg Jets. Well, they played them yesterday, and like I said, they play them again on Saturday for our final game heading into the All-Star break. Winning two games versus a team that has been this hot in the NHL right now, being the Winnipeg Jets, would be crazy to assume that it would happen. What I mean by that is it possible to beat them twice in a row? Yeah, any team is capable and eligible of winning two games versus one another. Unrealistic to think that that is guaranteed what is going to happen. I think we're now heading in the right direction. So the Leafs absolutely, especially with the run, they just, well, not the run, the slump, I should say, that they just finished getting off of, hopefully, cross our fingers that it's actually done by now. Need points. They need points. And if they don't win this game, where the Jets don't have Scheifele, where the Jets don't have Connor Hellebuyck, and where the Jets are in Toronto and not in Winnipeg in front of their insane crowd, which, by the way, the Winnipeg Jets have probably one of the most electrifying crowds this season. Shout out to you guys. That is how you be a fan at a game. But we'll get to that later. This was a must-win game. Must-win game. You had to win this. You couldn't lose it, especially with the performance Samsonov gave you tonight or last night, whatever. You can't lose. You have to win this because there's a far likelihood, a far less chance that the Leafs go into Winnipeg in this exact same styled game and end up the victorious one. I just don't see it. They need to be ready for Saturday, but thank God they got the 2 points tonight, and thank God to Ilya Samsonov. Did you guys see that 2-on-0 sequence? I don't even know what you want to call it. The 2-on-0 sequence, like the larceny. He just stole it. Imagine, okay, you have to understand that every single player in the NHL, aside, no, I would say anyone. I would just say anyone is capable of scoring. Now, the 2-on-0 could have been MacKinnon and Rantanen, and the 2-on-0 would have maybe had a much higher chance of ending up in a goal. But Morgan Barron, Morgan Barron, and the captain of the Jets, Adam Lowry, on a 2-on-0, shorthanded. Now, before I praise Samsonov, I think they deserve us leaning into them. How do you do that? How do you give that up? Toronto. Matthews going off for a change. Nylander wasn't a fan of his game in this one. You can't give 2-on-0. Did you see the amount of time the Winnipeg Jets had to score that was blasphemous. Like, they go on a 2-on-0, they make like four passes amongst each other, takes a shot, Samsonov makes the save. The moment that Samsonov made that first save, there should have already been three Leafs in front of the net. But no. The Jets still have a guy right in front of the net with the whole net open. He takes a shot, and Samsonov just kind of does like a little with his foot, and he makes another great save. And then the Leafs are like, okay, now we're here. Now we're back. Finally. Oh, my God. That just... That was one of those plays where it's like, if it weren't for Samsonov there, my voice just cracked. What are we doing? How does that even happen? How does that even happen in a game that is like I said, must-win scenario considering the fact that the Jets are not fully healthy in this one, the fact that you're on home ice, and the fact that you need every point you can get because the Eastern Conference is a disaster right now. And I don't even know who's going to end up in the playoffs or not come playoff time. Nobody knows. You could, it's a matter of a couple points separation from being a, one of the top three in your division to being like four spots down outside of the playoffs. So you cannot afford to lose these points. How do you let that happen? I don't care the situation. I don't care. Oh, lucky bounce, bad bounce. Oh, damn, my stick broke. Whatever the case, you can't have, first of all, a 2-on-0 ever in the history of forever, let alone on the penalty kill, let alone having like a at least like a 7 second gap of those guys entering our zone up until there's finally Leafs reinforcements coming into the zone. That doesn't make sense to me. What are we doing here, guys? What are we doing? You should be skating, beelining for your net and getting there as fast as humanly, like be flash. You need to be flash. Turn around, drop what you're doing, go. Beeline for the net. Make sure that damage control. The only person who did damage control in that entire situation was Ilya Samsonov. Good for him. I loved it. But Toronto, oh my God, don't ever do that again. They're probably going to do it again, but don't ever do that again. That was, made me rage. It made me rage seeing that. But anyways, it somehow once again ends up 0-0. And I thought after that 2-on-0, I'd hope so. They finally started to, I would say the first half of the game up until that 2-on-0 was all Jets. All Jets. Didn't matter the power plays, didn't matter anything. That was all Jets. And luckily, the Jets still had zero on the scoreboard. And unfortunately, at that moment, Toronto still had zero, but we shouldn't really have had any goals because they didn't really do a whole lot. Even when we were given the power play, the Jets still had the best chance. Luckily, from that point onward, it looked like the Leafs finally were like, okay, we probably shouldn't be where we're at in this game right now. We are. Let's thank the gods. We got 20 minutes left to play when we were heading into the third period. I thought from then on, they at very least were matching the Jets. I thought they had a better third period than the Jets. And I mean, rightfully so. I mean, we were having several different power plays throughout that game. We were drawing penalties. We were doing the right things. Like as the game progressed, we just weren't capitalizing on our opportunities. And now I'm going to ask you guys this, like to all my diehard Leaf fans who watched that game versus the Jets, tell me that you did not look at yourself when the Toronto Maple, when William Nylander took the penalty, when we were on the power play with like 4 minutes left and that was going to turn into a penalty kill, that we were in like, oh, so that's how we lose tonight. That's how we lose. We have a great performance from a goalie who's been struggling the entire season. He finally pulls up and plays a great game. We had 5 power plays this game, capitalized on none of them. And now the Jets get their first power play with 3 minutes left and we're going to lose the game and get 0 points out of this in the last 2 minutes. How Leafy. And then they kill it. Great. It was a very good PK, actually. All right. Now let's get to overtime. You got to be kidding me. We take another penalty with 35 seconds left. Kelly Yarncroak just... I mean, the Jets player, I forget who it was. You're just driving into the zone. When you move your feet, good things happen. The Leafs take another penalty with 35 seconds. And at that point, I was like... At that point, I'm like, okay, there's two ways that this ends. Number one, the Leafs kill these 35 seconds. We get to overtime. We're still on the PK for a minute and a half, and we lose, but we got a point in the game that honestly we didn't exactly deserve a point in. Or two, the Winnipeg Jets score with like 5 seconds left, and I put a clean hole through my television at my girlfriend's house. I was actually at my girlfriend's house watching this. I would have put a direct hole through her TV and that wouldn't have ended well for anyone. Not for me, not for her mom, not for her. That was just going to be a horror show of a situation, but it would have happened. And then they kill the penalty. And I was like, are like the gods on our side tonight? Like, what's going on here? How are this doesn't, I'm not used to the results ending like this. Like, I even told myself, so, and it was funny because during yesterday, like during my personal day, I heard someone say, whatever you do, expect the worst so you're not disappointed and hope for the best. So that's what I was telling myself. I'm like, we're going to go to overtime. We lost. I hope we win, but we lost. We lost this game. And I won't be mad. I was like trying to prepare. That's how damaged we are as Leaf fans. I was preparing myself for a game that wasn't even over yet. And I was like, okay, no, we're going to lose this one. We got a point, take it and run. And then they win. And Nick Robertson, I swear, should not be out of this lineup for the rest of the season. I don't care. I don't want to hear it. There's no way you're going to look at me in the face, Sheldon, and tell me that there is 12 players, 12 forwards on the Toronto Maple Leafs that are more useful than this guy. Stop it. Shut up. Stop it. I get it. You probably don't trust him a whole lot. He doesn't play the exact style of defense that you want. Stop it. Nick Robertson should be in the lineup every single night for the rest of the season. I don't care. Don't have to play him 20 minutes a night, but goddamn it, play him. He's much more useful on the ice than he is from Les Estrades, if you know what I mean. Way more useful. Nick Robertson has four goals in his last six games played. Unfortunately, those six games have spanned over like the Leafs' last 12 because he hasn't showed up. He literally hasn't been dressed for like half of them. And he just does a very good, poised play that sets up and leads to the Leafs' game-winning goal. He gets the puck in the zone, 3-on-3 overtime. There's a huge pressure on him. He could have easily just thrown the puck into the zone, gone off for a change. It wouldn't have been great, but he would have been like, I didn't do anything risky. This is not on me if it goes the other way. But he doesn't do that. He gets the puck, heads into the zone, pressure on him, flips around again, gets the jet off of him, makes a nice pass to Morgan Riley, who is having some time to make a decision, and he gets off the ice. 2 seconds later, Riley to Austin Matthews, because obviously Austin Matthews just can score from anywhere, any way, anytime this season. Scores his 39th goal, which is beyond stupid to think about. And the Leafs win the game versus the Winnipeg Jets after all of that. After we get outshot 17-4, after we let a 2-on-0 that had like three opportunities to score before we even had one Leaf back at our net in time to do anything. And Ilya Samsonov, that was probably like the best thing to happen to this guy this year. And honestly, like human to human, now is Samsonov going to be like this every single night? No, like I don't even want to put that expectation on him. It's not fair to think he's going to be this good every time. It's not what he's supposed to do, although he is supposed to, at the very least, give us a chance to win. And he's, in the last two starts versus the Kraken, he gave us a chance, a very good chance. And yesterday, all the Leafs had to do was score one goal, and we were guaranteed to win that game. Because Samsonov let in a nice donut, which is beautiful. And the standing ovation that this guy got after the game, Samsonov got interviewed and asked, so how did it feel, you know, like with the crowd on your back? To hear him say what he said, like you can tell for once. So Toronto is a very hard market to play in. This is a very hard market to play in. You have two or three, four bad games, you're going to get hate on social media directly and indirectly through your own messages, through newspapers, through articles, whatever the case. It's not an easy place to play. Matter of fact, it's one of the hardest places to play in terms of pleasing the fan base. The Toronto Maple Leafs fan base, despite all the garbage that happened with Samsonov throughout the beginning of the season, and honestly, unfortunately, a lot of it was earned. We gave him shit when he didn't give us a chance. But when he won us the game, the entire arena, an arena that gets blamed for not being loud enough, was electrifying and going, Sammy. And it was the nicest thing. It was like a heartwarming. And honestly, he could have let in that goal on the 2-on-0 on like the second chance. No one had the right to be mad. Like, hats off to Samsonov. It was deserved. It feels good to see him get rewarded after the absolute gut-wrenching process he's been through over the past few months, when he was struggling with mental issues, when he just had no confidence in himself. You saw his, like, his, how do you say it, body language during like interviews throughout the year when he wasn't playing good. It was just hard to watch. And now to see him finally have a good game, and that the entire fan base was behind him to let him know that we were grateful for the performance he put up, was just absolutely electrifying. It was awesome. It made me so happy for him. And it's a game we really needed, because like I said, every point matters this season. Samsonov, quite frankly, just took the 2 points and he's like holding onto it with his dear life. And he's like, okay, these are ours tonight. I don't know how, I don't know why, I don't know what made us get there, but we got the 2 points because we luckily ended up putting a puck into the Jets net, and the Jets couldn't do that to us despite all opportunities given. And it was all Ilya Samsonov for that. And I've been saying it, the Toronto Maple Leafs have a build where, fortunately and unfortunately, it's when it's good in Toronto, it's really good. When it's bad, it's really bad. And there's no in between. And it all correlates and kind of leaks through the type of build that the Leafs have. The Leafs have a lineup where, unfortunately, love it or hate it, it's what it is. We are very, how do I say it? Individual performance relying on players night in, night out. We live and die by our superstars. It's been that way. We live and die by either weak goalie performance or strong goalie performance. Like, it will make the difference between a win and a loss. It's not like we have a great team structure game, because we don't, let's be honest here. The Leafs either, it's very 0 or 100. There's no like 50-70-25. No, it's either, oh my God, this is unwatchable. Holy shit, this is so awesome. There's no in between. There's almost never an in between with this team. And we saw it again here tonight. It started off like god awful. I want to throw this out. This is garbage. How did someone actually pay real money to attend this game? We found a way to win. And at the end of the day, you take those 2 points, you put them in your pocket, and you run as far as humanly possible for the next couple of days, because we're playing this exact team in Winnipeg this time in about 3 days' time. Huge 2 points. The Leafs somehow, once again, are now 3-1 in their last 4 games. They've beat the Calgary Flames. They lost to the Canucks. That was an annoying game, to say the least. They beat the Kraken, and now they beat the Winnipeg Jets. And they have one more game before the All-Star game, which is in Toronto. And it is going to be very key. If the Toronto Maple Leafs can at least, first of all, put up a 60-minute effort, that is going to be so required. And I don't even know if a 60-minute effort is going to land us the win. It will give us a chance, a much better chance than if we just don't show up in the first period, because then you might as well just turn the TV off and go do whatever it is you had to do. For the Leafs to even have a chance against the Winnipeg Jets on Saturday is 60-minute game, no shifts off, relentless on the puck, avoiding stupid penalties, and avoiding complete and utter breakdowns at any point in the game. Those 2-on-0 situations cannot happen. The Leafs getting out of their zone needs to, like, they need to like watch like not only a movie, they need to watch like an entire series of like, or sequels of like 15 different movies, and just figure out, okay, like, we have to learn how to get the puck out of the zone. Enough turning around, backing up into the zone. It's not for us. It's not. When you have the puck, get it out of the blue line. whether it's Riley, whether it's Liljegren, whether it's TJ Brody, oh my God, whether Austin Matthews passing down the center of like your own zone, and then the puck ends up being like on the other team's stick and never got out. What are we doing, guys? That can't happen. If there's any chance for us winning the game against the Jets on Saturday, that cannot happen. They need to play a near perfect game to have a chance. Even that won't guarantee them the win because, like I said, the Jets are one of the best teams in the NHL right now. And they didn't even have their number one player, in my opinion, Connor Hellebuck, in the net. And he is absolutely going to be there. But great game by Laurent Brossoit. Very good game. He deserves no hate. But just to say, it's not getting any easier on Saturday's game. It's only getting harder. It's a better goalie going to be in the net, Connor Hellebuck. He's like a very top Vezina candidate up to this point. He's one of the best goalies in the league. It's not getting any easier. So that game is going to need to be sharp. It's going to need to be clean. It's going to need to be detailed. And it's going to have to be a mistake-reducing game if you're going to want to have a chance to win at that and even get a point. Because I think getting a win on Saturday, if they can find a way to get those 2 points on Saturday and head into the All-Star break being 4-1 in their last five heading into the break, massive. It would be so massive because they need to start to build that bit, like a little bit of a cushion in this playoff push. They have to. They have to. They have to. They have to because the Leafs have one of the hardest schedules in this back half of the season, as I've mentioned. So every point matters. No matter how you do it, I don't care. Get the 2 points, find a way, and learn to play a 60-minute hockey game. Stop shooting yourselves in the foot, Toronto. Stop doing it. Stop shooting yourselves in the foot. I'd much rather you play a heavy-ass game, and you know what? Sometimes you're going to lose. It happens. But I don't want to be the reason. I don't want the Leafs to be the reason the Leafs lost. I want it to be, if at any point it happens, that it's the other team that just played a better game than us, but we still gave it our all. I want that to be the story. I would be far less mad if we lose a game like that than if we lose by ourselves shooting ourselves in the foot. I'm sick of it. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I'm over it. Get it done. That is going to be it for today, guys. Thank you so much for sticking around. Episode 25, just this season. We're halfway through. We're already halfway to 50, which is incredible. We're almost at 800 subscribers. Our last three episodes have all hit over 1,000 views. So thank you guys so much. If you have enjoyed it, please make sure to drop a like, share it to a friend, hit that subscribe button because we're not going anywhere at all. And I'm going to keep giving you these raw takes on the Leafs. I love you guys. Take care. See you in the next one. Peace out.
And that's a wrap. Hope you don't miss us too much until next time. Follow the Sick Podcast with That Leafs Fan on YouTube, Facebook, Google Play, and Apple Podcasts.